I would have your name.
Feel free to introduce yourself first.
I am Lord Greylancer.
I know you. But it can't be. I mean, it's an honor to meet you.
The honor is mine.
This man who spoke of being honored to the hoarse voice that accompanied Dee was a noble who appeared to be in his mid-20s, and having said that, he gave a smile that was equally elegant.
To the man known as Lord Greylancer, my shields wouldn't count for shit. Are you here to take Dee's life?
Ah, it is he, then.
Greylancer widened his eyes. There could be no doubting, it was deep emotion that swayed his towering form.
When I saw the sensor readings, I judged it could not be this man, yet his dignity, his beauty. Verily, he is the one called Dee.
Greylancer backed away.
My guess would be this is sunlight syndrome. I believe I shall settle with him once he awakens. Kindly give him my regards.
Wait, you're supposed to be...
Disregarding the hoarse voice, the shadowy figure departed. Though the lights were on, he headed off into the darkness framed by the doorway.
You fought the OSB 3 millennia ago, slew any nobles in opposition, and you were supposedly destroyed.
For the nobility, there was no death. They could merely be destroyed, and only those who were certain to shine even at the very moment of their destruction were called Lord by the nobility.
Lord Greylancer.
Something rested on Dee's chest, his severed left arm.
Dee will probably regret for the rest of his days that he wasn't awake to meet him on his first visit. Oh, I remember the sound of the rain, as if it were to fall forever, in darkness and in light. Is that where a man deserving of the title nobility returns?